गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी हरी जमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजना यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन रंजना जमुना तीरवन चारी हरी जमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
जय ओम पाद विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्ताकाचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य शैल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Namah Shivaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So this morning, like Pran Govinda Prabhu says, we are serving. Because that's exactly what we're doing. We're serving Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, verse number 11. Okay. Sabhajayan Vishuddhena Chetasa Tachikirshitam Prahirshayamane Asubhi Kardamam Chedam Abhyadha Please chant. Anyone else? Vegvati, you're smiling. You're going to chant it? Okay, so word to word, sabhajayan, worshipping, vishuddhena, pure, chetasa, with a heart, tat, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chikirshitam, the intended activities, prahirshyamane, gladdened, Asubhi, with senses, kardamam, to kardamamuni, cha, and devahuti, idam, this, abhyadhat, spoke. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After worshipping the Supreme Lord with gladdened senses and a pure heart for his intended activities, as an incarnation, Brahma spoke as follows to Kadma and Devahuti. Purport. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, anyone who understands the transcendental activities, the appearance and the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be considered liberated. Brahma is therefore a liberated soul. Although he is in charge of this material world, he's not exactly like the common living entity. Since he's liberated from the majority of the follies of the common living entities, he was in knowledge of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he therefore worshipped the Lord's activities, and with a glad heart he also praised Kardama Muni because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Kapila, had appeared as his son. One who can become the father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly a great devotee. There is a verse spoken by Brahmana, in which he says that he does not know what the Vedas and what the Puranas are, but while others might be interested in the Vedas or Puranas, he's interested in Nanda Maharaj, who appeared as the father of Krishna. The Brahman wanted to worship Nanda Maharaj because the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a child crawled in the yard of his house. These are some of the good sentiments of devotees. If a recognized devotee brings forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son, how he should be praised? How he should be praised? Therefore, Brahma not only worshipped the incarnation of God at Kapila, but also praised his so-called father, Kardama Muni. Namaham Shivadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pucharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I wanted to thank Sri Gaurangi for having good sentiments towards Sesha Prabhu and wanting him to give class for a while after he stopped giving class. And so sometimes good sentiments of devotees towards other devotees, they work miracle. So good sentiments, and this is what the class is about today, about good sentiments. Prabhupada said, these are some of the good sentiments of the devotees. If you see in this verse here, such a nice verse and purport. It's just full of good sentiments. It describes here that Brahma, he with his gladdened senses and a pure heart. That's interesting. I was wondering if this gladdened senses and a pure heart was for the Supreme Lord, that after worshiping the Supreme Lord with gladdened senses and pure heart, or is it for Brahma when he spoke to Kardama Muni and he praised him? And in the purport, Prabhupada says, with a glad heart, he also praised Kardama Muni. So it seems like, you know, Sanskrit is such a language that you that gladdened heart, Prabhupada put that together. It was gladdened senses and a pure heart, then Prabhupada put a glad heart. So he praised Kardama Muni. So we see that Kardama Muni was praised, Brahma praised Kardama Muni with such a pure heart and a glad heart. And then Prabhupada praises Lord Brahma. So Brahma is praising Kardama Muni, and then in the purport, Prabhupada praises Lord Brahma. And it was very sweet. He said, you know, he described him as a liberated soul. And then he also said, you know, he's liberated from the majority of the folly. So maybe we know, yesterday Pushkar Prabhu was talking about that. It was nice how he was describing what Prabhupada said when somebody asked about Brahma being falling down. Even Lord Brahma, in other words, he's such a great soul. So here, Prabhupada has good sentiments towards Lord Brahma. And then he describes how Brahma had good sentiments towards Kardama Muni. And then he gives describes of this famous, he has mentioned about this Brahmana who wanted to worship Nanda Maharaj. So here we see good sentiments of this Brahmana towards Nanda Maharaj and how he's just going to worship him, the one who crawled in Nanda Maharaj's court. So yes, so many good sentiments. As Mother Mukhiya was talking about, that we're going for a trip up north. And so naturally, I've been thinking about my father. He's 92 years old. And, you know, he's all there and everything, but physically he's not so much. But I was thinking about him, and I was thinking about the class, etc. So I was thinking how he always had good sentiments towards the devotees. I remember when the devotees would come, when we were in Ireland, and devotees would come to the embassy. You know, my father was a diplomat, so they would come to the embassy and invite us, so we would go to the temple, etc. He had good sentiments, but his sentiments changed. When we became a devotee, and maybe due to our own fault, myself and Varuna's fault, about how we told the devotees to tell a lie, that they don't know where I am, etc., etc., and so his sentiments changed, and he was ready to sue the movement. And for him, that means getting the government involved. But I think because of some good sentiments that he had, he He took another route. He thought better I kidnap my daughter. But unfortunately, that failed. But because I think of that, some good sentiments there. But then over the period, his sentiments changed. Divyanga knows that. His sentiments really changed. And it changed to that extent that he became, from a Ram Bhakta, he became to a Krishna Bhakta. And so much appreciation for Srila Prabhupada. Sentiments can change. And good sentiments, Prabhupada is talking about sentiments here. For us as sadhakas, it's very important that we may have good sentiments, but they have to be rooted in the Shastra. If sentiments are not rooted in the Shastra, then we could be in big trouble. We see that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this devotee, Bhagwan Acharya. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he describes him as one who is Pandita, a learned scholar. He described him as a Arya, a gentleman. And he describes him as Param Vaishnava. In other words, an utmost devotee. And also he describes him as his eternal relationship was a cowherd boy. So he was a great soul. We know that. We know that through Krishnadas Kaviraj. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, Bhagwan Acharya, he had a brother, and he had just studied from the Harvard of those days in Banaras. He got his PhD, so to speak, and then he came to Bhagwan Acharya. His name was Gopal Bhattacharya. Now, Gopal Bhattacharya, he just studied the Vedanta, and he wanted to, so then Bhagwan Acharya took his brother, Gopal, younger brother, to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Naturally, he wanted to give him mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So it describes that Mahaprabhu was, he wasn't very happy to meet him because he was a Mayavadi. But Mahaprabhu feigned happiness by seeing him. It's interesting. You really get to know personalities and what is the right thing to do or not thing to do. But anyway, Mahaprabhu feigned. But then later on, Bhagwan Acharya, a learned devotee, a really amazing devotee, such an amazing devotee that Lord Chaitanya would go and dine at his place if he invited, if Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited, or if Gadadhar Pandit invited Lord Chaitanya for dinner, he would say yes, even if he had some other invitations. In other words, they were special devotees. So Bhagwan Acharya, he has natural affection for his younger brother. So he wanted, and he accomplished such an amazing thing, so he wanted Sarup Damodar to hear his commentary on the Vedanta. And Sarup Damodar said, no, he was trying to tell him no, And he said, no, but you should hear. And then Sarup Damodar said, listen, if we hear Mayavadi philosophy, then we're doomed. And Bhagwan Acharya, Param Vaishnav, a Arya, a pandit, he said, but listen, we're all situated well enough in Krishna consciousness, it's not going to bother us, it's not going to affect us. And then Sarup Damodar said, after trying to convince him, then he said, listen, a devotee does not want to hear that, such blasphemy. And so at that stage, Bhagwan Acharya became silent. In other words, you don't want to hear things that are not rooted in what our sampradaya is, what our guru, what our acharya says. We don't want to hear that. But Bhagwan Acharya was we can see amongst ourselves, and probably I can include myself also, tend to be very liberal. He describes that Param Udara. Param Udara is very, very liberal, very affectionate, very open. So there was this Bengali poet who wrote some drama, and he came to Puri. And Lord Chaitanya, Bhagwan Acharya, he knew him a little bit. He was an acquaintance. And so when Bhagwanacharya, when this Bengali poet, it doesn't describe his name, he, because of Bhagwanacharya, who he was, he came and stayed. He asked if he could stay with him. So this Brahmin, he stayed with Bhagwanacharya. So then, and he wrote some drama about Lord Chaitanya. So he wanted Bhagwanacharya to hear it. So Bhagwanacharya heard it. He was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And so then it was so nice. So he told all the devotees there. And now remember, all these great devotees are living in Puri. They're under the shelter of Mahaprabhu. It doesn't describe who they were, but we know they're all great Vaishnavas. So all of them heard his drama, and they were like so happy. This is very good, excellent. And they wanted, in their heart, they wanted to Mahaprabhu to hear it. So we know that everything went through Sarup Damodar. So then Bhagwanacharya went to Sarup Damodar. And huh? Oh, Balaramacharya was his name? No, it's Bhagavanacharya. Yeah, I mean, at least that's what this... Bhagavanacharya is the devotee that I'm talking about, that, okay? And then Gopal Bhattacharya was his brother. And the Brahmin, the name was not given. Oh, so that was his name, Gopalacharya. Okay, Gopalacharya. Okay. So I don't know if it was a Mayavadi or whatever he was. He definitely had some tinge. So he praised Lord Chaitanya. So anyway, so when he went to Sarup Damodar, Sarup Damodar was like, he didn't want to hear. I don't know why, but he didn't want to hear. And Bhagwanacharya insisted. All the devotees loved it. I want you to hear it. And then Sarup Damodar said, you know what? We have a standard. Rupa Goswami is our standard for literature and our dramas and everything. So it has to be according to him. And now Bhagwanacharya was a pundit, but he said, no, please listen. Everybody likes it. So he finally said, okay, I'll hear. So he heard the first verse, and immediately Sarup Damodar said no, because he was describing Lord Chaitanya as the soul and Jagannath, Lord Jagannath as the body. And anyway, it was just off. I think maybe even we might think that would be off, but maybe we think it's off because we are told about it, you know. We wouldn't have, because all these are great souls. So anyway, but basically Sarup Damodar was very upset, and he really chastised the devotee, this Brahmin. And the Brahmin was very submissive, and he felt ashamed, and he understood. And then after that, he just remained in the association of devotees, and his consciousness, it changed. So basically, the point here is that good sentiments. Bhagwanacharya had good sentiments towards his brothers. He had good sentiments towards this Brahmin poet. But it was not according to what the Shastra was. And that's, we have to be very, very careful. Even in Srila Prabhupada's, when Srila Prabhupada was personally present, and I was thinking, God, this is so good that this happened while Srila Prabhupada was present and not afterwards. But we know the four sannyasis who were preaching, they had recently accepted sannyas, and Prabhupada had left America, and I don't know so much more the details about everything, but basically, the sannyasis told the devotees in New Vrindavan, I think at the Janmashtami festival, that Srila Prabhupada has left America because he has rejected all his disciples here, and they added that how Srila Prabhupada is Lord Krishna himself. Now you can imagine, there were good sentiments. Isn't it good sentiments to put Prabhupada at his stature, that he's Krishna himself? That's a good sentiment. But is it? Srila Prabhupada was furious. that such things were being preached. There was other situation where Srila Prabhupada was, where Prabhupada on the book or something, on article, that Prabhupada's ISKCON founder Acharya was not put on there. Or Swami Prabhupada was not put on there. And one may think, oh, why is Srila Prabhupada, you know, getting so upset about it? Because making the point that what he is saying is our basis of anything of this movement, he wanted to make the point that ISKCON founder Acharya, there may be a lot of Acharyas coming later on, but ISKCON founder Acharya he's our Acharya. He's our Acharya that we are going to go towards to process everything that what we have, his mood, his instructions. And so we may come up with good sentiments, we may have good sentiments, but if they're not rooted in our scriptures, not just scriptures, rooted in the mood of our Acharyas, rooted in the mood of ISKCON, our ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, then our sentiments could be very dangerous, even if they are good sentiments. This happened during the Srila Prabhupada's presence, but we're aware that good sentiments have, different philosophies have come for that good sentiments after Prabhupada has left, where the parampara is stopped, you know, after Prabhupada, nobody there. These are good sentiments. These are expressing love for Srila Prabhupada. But are they shastric? We have to see what is shastric, what is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Good sentiments are good, but let those sentiments be rooted in our Acharya's mood, in the scriptures, we are Rupanugas, because there's so many sentiments out there. I was thinking for Srila Prabhupada's movement, the people have sentiments towards our movement, and thinking out of good sentiments, well, Srila Prabhupada only gave you ABCs, you need to go to other Acharyas, and they will give you everything. That's good sentiments, but is that right? No, we have to be very careful that our sentiments are aligned. And if they're aligned properly, our sentiments are aligned properly, then miracles can happen. A lot can happen. A lot good can happen for this movement. Anyway, I will stop here, and our next speaker is going to speak here.
Thank you, Madam Ati. Is Rigatmaka here?
Ragatmika? You want to put this mic a little bit closer to you?
In Los Angeles, the BBT was there. Do you remember? I think if my memory serves me correctly, they had a building rented where the BBT activities were going on, and it had the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust written on the building, but it didn't have Prabhupada's name or founder Acharya. And he became very upset, as Madhumati was describing. So, yeah, it's good sentiments have to be truly good. Otherwise, it can be truly bad situation. So I wanted to further the discussion a little bit on this idea of gladdened senses and good,
pure heart.
I checked using one of these modern devices. You can check a whole text for a certain language. But I hadn't seen this gladdened senses used by Prabhupada before. So I wanted to check it out. So I went to, as I said, I'm not sure what the...
Google,
maybe, one of them. But no, it hadn't been used before. This is the only place this is used in Prabhupada's books, gladdened senses. So what does it mean? And how do we want to take advantage of that for our own study of Srila Prabhupada's books and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, so we don't fall into some of the traps that were described by Madhumati? So to have gladdened senses, to come to the stage of performing our service with a glad heart, we have to have a plan if we're going to do that. Plan means some rules and regulations. Plan means practice. So gladdened hearts, gladdened senses can be achieved in our service by taking certain very definite steps towards the right path. So preparation, which could be sadhana preparation, is very important in bringing ourselves to the level where we can serve with gladdened senses, with a glad heart. I don't know how many of you were here when Vaishyashika Prabhu visited Alachua a couple years ago. When was it? Years ago. Yeah, well, what did he do? He wanted to gladden the temple, raise the enthusiasm, please Srila Prabhupada. And so the first thing he did when he came here is he tried to prepare the devotees. And so he had the devotees practice book distribution. We lined up right here in the temple room and turned around to our partner. And we practiced the lines. We practiced what it felt like to approach somebody and give them Krishna consciousness. So I thought that was very useful. But then there was a second part of the training program, and that was getting all of us to follow in the steps of our own Divyanga Prabhu, who always displays happiness when interacting with conditioned souls. So when you practice getting that kind of response, then you can withstand responses that sometimes maybe not so enthusiastic from the other side. And dampen our enthusiasm. So we have to have a strategy, we have to have a plan. If we want to serve with gladdened senses, become enthusiastic in our own devotional service, we have to have a plan. And so any plan has certain elements of the plan. And Srila Prabhupada, by his interaction with us, gave us examples of how to exhibit enthusiasm in devotional service. So the elements of a plan where we can remain enthusiastic with a glad heart include relationship, so how did Prabhupada exhibit relationships as part of a plan to enliven us in devotional service? Well, on February 25th, 1975, Prabhupada arrived in Miami. He had just come from a tour of a part of the world he hadn't been before, which was South America. He went to He was coming from Venezuela. And he said something on his arrival, which, at least in my heart, is something that always what makes me want to be enthusiastic in my service, because I have a relationship with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said something when he arrived. Would anybody have a wild guess as to what it might be? I mean, it's a famous quote. Anyway, I'll read it. Who knew that I will come to his protection? Who knew that I would come to America? Who knew that you American boys would come to me? These are all Krishna's arrangement. You familiar with that quote?
Famous,
everyone. Keep changing his glasses.
You want it out?
Keep it on. Well, you can tell me. Are the devotees responding? Yes, they.
Yes, they're responding that it's a famous quote and they know, yeah.
Was anybody there? Anybody here there?
Was anybody there? No? No. Nobody was there. No.
Okay.
Vaish quotes that a lot.
He does.
It's something that describes our relationship with Prabhupada. Who knew that I would come to America? And here we were sitting, and now we have a relationship with Prabhupada. So in his traveling, Prabhupada in his traveling all over the world, he had a plan. It wasn't some haphazard thing. And part of his plan was to make the devotees understand and feel that they have a relationship with him and a relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada was so expert, he spoke a few sentences, the whole philosophy, which Madhumati was explaining goes on between true followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and those who aren't quite there yet. So relationship. The next element of a plan that Srila Prabhupada has is timing. Prabhupada was traveling again around the world, not at haphazardly, but according to a plan, and he came to L.A. And Los Angeles was the head of the head office of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And so Prabhupada was arriving at the airport, which was the perfect timing. Has anybody been at an airport waiting for Prabhupada to come?
Vegvati, Ragatmika, Soma Prabhu, Devyanga Prabhu.
It's just, if you can think back and maybe help convey to us the excitement of waiting for Prabhupada to come. I remember I was in Toronto when he visited there. And there was one of these glass doors that you can't see through. But it's got a... Anyway, it's a glass door, but one that it's opaque. You can't see it. And we were waiting for Prabhupada to come out from the interior section of the airport. And every now and then, the door would open. And we could see Prabhupada in there. So the devotees got very excited, waiting for Prabhupada to come out. So timing, especially an airport arrival, was a good time to give a message that would sink deeply into the heart of the devotees. And so there's another famous quote. Again, Suradas, love this one. But it captures this perfect timing. Prabhupada knew what to say in what circumstance that would enliven the devotees. So he said, "So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute thoroughly the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase." So again, encouraging words that enliven the devotees. Glad in their heart. That's what this glad in senses means. He had a gladdened heart. Prabhupada took perfect advantage of the situation. So relationship, timing. Another element of a plan. To having gladdened senses. Is motivation. Prabhupada used his own relationship with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Guru Maharaj. He would tell us that he was the emissary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who told him to do this. So his motivation was to serve the spiritual master, not to gain any personal benefit. That selflessness also attracts the sentiments, the good sentiments of the devotees. finally there's the impact when you can actually see how your sacrifice, your surrender comes to the forefront in your life. It gives you enthusiasm in your service. And Prabhupada knew how to approach the subject very briefly, but very powerfully. The impact. He could stress the impact of the hard work that's being done by all the devotees all over the world. And he used a phrase that encapsulized that impact. He said, double it. Devotees told Prabhupada how they had worked so hard and accomplished so much. But Prabhupada, the perfect inspirer of Krishna consciousness, sent everybody through the roof by these two words, double it. So these are elements of a plan to become enthusiastic in our service, recognizing our relationship with Prabhupada, using the correct timing when to express that, seeing Prabhupada's own self-motivation and how he expected us to be able to do the impossible, double it every year. But that's actually going on now. Maybe not doubling it, but high numbers. But anyway, these are ways in which our senses can be enthused.
Time is up.
Hopefully that's not going to be the last words we're saying when we're laying on there.
Double it. That's the last word. Anyway, so at this stage, if anybody has any reflections or questions, comments, whatever. Yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu and then Soma Prabhu.
He's not father? Or maybe I don't understand the meaning.
I think it means, my understanding is that he's not, in other words, he's not father in the sense of, because we know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's the original father. And so in that sense, he's saying he's so-called father because actually Krishna is a father, yeah? So in that sense. He clearly says that his Karma Muni is the father of Kapila. We're hearing that, but he's saying he's so-called father. In other words, Krishna is the father of everyone. And if you want to be rustic, we can say, well, actually, it is Nanda Maharaj's father. Yes, Soma Prabhu.
Do you have that mic?
Yeah, thank you both for a wonderful class. I don't remember the exact details, but this is about having sentiment, you know, without knowledge. And I believe Srila Prabhupada gave the example that when a child becomes sick, I think it was typhoid, but I don't remember the exact disease, but part of the cure is that they have to fast. So if they're fasting and then the mother comes and says, oh, my child is hungry, I should give him some food, she's actually killing him. Even though, you know, her sentiment is good that she loves the child, but because she doesn't have knowledge of what to do in that circumstances, her sentiment is actually bad for the child.
Thank you. It just made me think about Prabhupada's sister, Pishima, when she would cook. And Prabhupada said, she's killing me because she wanted to make for her brother nice fried eggplant and everything else. Yes, good sentiment. Bhagavati is saying that in her sentiments, Pishima said, he can digest nails if he wanted. Prabhupada could do so. Yes.
It's a big deal. I'm serious.
What's that, please?
In Alachua kitchen, I went with Bir Krishna Maharaj. He's our GBC. So he was asking 3 times, repeated, you don't use any mustard oil? Kartik says, no. Sometime, no. Everything ghee? Yes, 100% ghee.
But Prabhupada, certain Bengali cuisine is so good with mustard oil. I mean, Krishna must love things with mustard oil, I think. Certain, yeah. Vegvati and Ragatmika, yeah.
I wasn't really raising my hand, but since you sent me the mic, I wanted to share an airport experience I had with Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. So I lived on Kauai, and that whole temple had split from ISKCON, but Prabhupada came to Honolulu. So my friend Sylvia and I came to Honolulu, but we weren't temple devotees, right? Mm-hmm. So every day we were coming in the morning for Guru Puja and class. So then next day we came and nobody was there. They said, oh, Prabhupada's left. He's gone to the airport. Somehow we got ourselves to the airport, but we didn't know. So, oh, no, it's down that way. So Sylvia and I are running as fast as we can that way. Mm-hmm. And then here comes Prabhupada with followers coming perpendicular, right, down the hall. So Sylvia and I just paid our full dandavats on the airport floor, and when Prabhupada walked by, he said, Jai. that's Jai. The only thing he ever said to me personally.
Jai, thank you.
Oh, first of all, it's so nice to see Shesha Prabhu giving class again.
Hey.
Hari Bhav. And Madhumati, I think it's so nice you stressed the point about the proper sentiment, or the sentiment may be there. Just like we experience right here in this, in our area, different sentiments.
Yeah.
But philosophical diversions. So I thought, okay, how do we accommodate that? And I thought, basically, just a respectful distance.
Yes.
Because the sentiment often is to please Prabhupada or to, that. But still, we have to be analytical.
Yes, we have to be extremely careful. Even all these you know, if you really think about it, you know, we kind of like say like this, you know, like the Sahajiyas or Bhaktivinoda Thakur's talks about Aula, Baula, Karta, Bhaja, whatever, I don't know what they are, but, you know, I'm assuming they have good sentiments towards worshiping Krishna. They have good sentiments, but they're just not correct. They're not, and I think Lord Chaitanya even said that this will spoil our cult. Lord Chaitanya says this will spoil our cult. And Prabhupada was very yeah, very particular about, very protective about ISKCON. So, and the reality is that these, some of these are our friends we grew up with. That makes it more difficult to, where do we stand, you know? Yeah, we're close friends. We grew up together in Krishna consciousness, and then taken to some diversion there, philosophical diversion, you know. I mean, come on, Advaita Acharya had 6 sons, and 3 of them were in the Chaitanya cult, and 3 of them weren't. It's not that they were demons, or it's not that they were meat eaters. No, they had philosophical difference, you know. They were of good sentiments, if my understanding, but not the right sentiments. So yes, it's, yeah, we just, in some sense, sometimes we just have to be very conservative in certain aspects. I know personally I tend to be liberal, but at certain aspects I'm very conservative. Philosophically, I tend to be very conservative. What's that? Oh, somebody said something? Oh, yes, sorry. Verna, please go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you're not liberal. You may think you're liberal, but you're not.
Oh, well, that's good then. That's good that I'm not liberal, because I tend to think I'm liberal. But thank you. I know I am very conservative in myself. I know that. But I tend to be liberal, but maybe I'm not. But what do you know, Varuna? That's between brother and sister. Anyway, Hare Krishna, any other comment or questions? No? Yes, Tibhakaran Prabhu. This will be our last one.
All I was going to say that Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati,
could you put the mic close to you?
Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, they reside in
Kailash?
In the mountains, Kailash Mountain, mm-hmm. Kailash Parvat. And it's a very sacred place, and no one is allowed to go there. Mm-hmm. If you go there, you're going to be finished. Mm-hmm. So, standard of worship and devotion is amazing, you know. Mm. So, and they're not ordinary personalities. We hear some pastime about Lord Shiva or Mother Parvati. You know, they're like way above, you know, way above most persons, and they protect us. So that's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Not sure how it related, but good standard. Yeah, high standard. Okay, yes, Sri Vikram Prabhu.
So nice to hear Shesha Prabhu again. It was good, and especially speaking about Srila Prabhupada and his plan. That's a very essential point, a fundamental point. Mm. Actually, Srila Prabhupada has the master plan to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And we have to try to imbibe that. All the devotees, if you really want to spread this movement, because we're just a minuscule of people within the world. I mean, the percentage of Hare Krishna is maybe less than 1% of the world population.
Yeah,
less than 1%, you see. So we have to come up with Srila Prabhupada's master plan to spread this movement.
Thank you. Thank you very much. One last comment by Mataji here. One last. We should definitely finish.
Thank you for your wonderful class. Because of your class, I have a question. Mm-hmm. How you, the Prabhupada disciples or the society, is going, what you guys gonna do about this deviation or this sentiment, you know, this lack of knowledge, or I don't know how to put this, to keep continuing. You know, it's how you're going to educate the new generations.
It's not how you, it's how we. So this is, it's important for us to understand, it's not how he or me, or it's how we, that is including yourself. How are we going to make sure that this is passed on?
What we can do.
What we can do. Well, we can have a whole discussion. It's 9 o'clock now, and I don't want to have the discussion, but it's something that all of us can think about. How can we make sure that we follow in the in our parampara system? Yes, it's very important. And again, so I don't want to have a discussion at this stage, but something that we all can think about, including yourself. Yes? Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.